The Exploding Barrel podcast is now sponsored by Subway. Eat fresh, where you can get $5 footlongs in any tober.
When did this happen?
It didn't happen. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel podcast for October 4th, 2011. Can't believe it's not butter. That's our sponsor.
What?
Are we allowed to have fake sponsors? I feel like
I don't know.
That's what we're like. This week we're sponsored by Can't Believe It's Not Butter. The Exploding Barrel podcast, sponsored by Windex. Just random things.
For a streak-free shine.
Can you like get in trouble for having fake sponsors?
I have no idea.
Could they be like, we're not your sponsor, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Here we are. Hi, AJ.
Hi.
And I'm Mike. You know that. So, we're going to do news. Let's go topical. The community question. Week in gaming. The new releases. Let's get going. Let's go.
Okay. Well, literally about 10 minutes ago, the Let's Talk iPhone event ended from Apple. So, I'm just going to go off the top of my head because I didn't even have time to write all this stuff down. But
your rumor you told me was wrong.
Which one?
You said that they were going to announce a 4,
well,
4S and a 5.
So, yeah. No iPhone 5. We have the iPhone 4S coming.
Wasn't an iPhone 4 is basically a 5?
No, the 5 was supposedly going to be bigger,
different. But, like, the 3GS was the iPhone 3, the third iPhone, right?
Well, there was 3G. There was never an iPhone 3 or an iPhone 2. It was the iPhone 3G.
Well, when iPhone...
iPhone 3G, iPhone 3GS, and iPhone 4, which is the fourth one.
Right, so.
Now
this
iPhone
is still
4S.
The fifth iPhone.
Yes, it's the fifth iPhone.
Does it look any different?
No, it looks just like the iPhone 4. It's just like the change from the 3G to 3GS.
It's just like run
same
nicer.
Exterior, different guts. Excuse me. Here's the big deal about it. It has the A5 processor, like the iPad 2 does. Dual-core graphics processing. It's really fast. Gig of RAM, extended battery life. It has this weird dual antenna design where it can dynamically choose between the two antennas, and somehow this doubles its data transfers, matching the speed of some of the 4G phones out there.
Hmm.
It's going to have an amazing camera on it. It's an 8-megapixel camera that has features too numerous to list here, along with 1080p video recording, so that's really nice. The really big thing about it is the Siri voice assistant, which Siri is it's an app you could still download in the App Store that Apple bought in 2010. That it's kind of like the voice functions of Android taken to 11. Like, this thing does anything and everything you could think to ask it. You can ask it to find a nice restaurant. Like, you could say, Siri, find a nice Italian restaurant in Los Angeles, California. And it'll, like, show a list. And you can say, like, what's the weather there going to be like on Friday? And it'll know they're still referring to L.A. It'll find that for you. And then you say, how do I get there? And
it's a scary sci-fi stuff now.
Oh, yeah. This was being worked on by DARPA. Before Apple bought it.
DARPA?
Yeah, like that DARPA.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet.
Interesting.
So along with that, they announced iOS 5 coming to
everything.
iPads, iPhone 3GS and up, iPhone Touch 4th Gen and up. That's going to have the new notification system, a lot of enhancements to Game Center, such as actual friend recommendations and things like that. And all the iCloud, iTunes Match stuff that we kind of already knew about. They announced new iPod Touches, but I think they're still the same guts as the current iPod Touch, just it's now going to be in white, and it's going to have iOS 5.
Oh, nice.
It looks cool. Nice and sure. White. And then iMessaging will be on the iPod Touch, which basically lets that text message now. So, yeah, you got all that. It's good stuff. The iOS 5 download will come October 12th. iPhone 4S comes out October 14th. Pre-orders will be taking this Friday, October 7th. iTunes Match isn't coming till the end of the month. That's U.S. only, so far.
All right, then.
Yes. It is AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint.
There you go. So
and I'm going to get
basically
one.
Basically, T-Mobile is the only one that doesn't have the iPhone.
Right,
now.
And supposedly AT&T is going to be buying T-Mobile, so.
Oh, so there you go, then. They announced Infinity Blade 2, right?
Yeah, they announced that's coming December 1st. They really showed it off for iPhone 4S. Although, they made it sound like at the conference it was only iPhone 4S, but then all the other sites were saying it's everything.
Can you
just
do that?
I think it's just going to be, there will be an enhanced version for 4S, but or something like that. They're saying it's, like, console-level graphics, things they can't even do on the consoles.
Ooh, better apparently. Than
yeah. And one of the cool things, too, that's in iOS, I think it's just exclusive to the iPhone 4S, you know, the AirPlay thing? Mm-hmm. They have AirPlay mirroring now, where it's not just sending a YouTube video. It's just whatever's on the phone on the Apple TV in real time.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so, like, I could play Infinity Blade 2 on my on an iPhone 4S, and you could, like, watch me playing it on a 60-inch HD TV.
What would it be?
Probably 720p, I believe. Yeah. That's what the that's what the Apple TV outputs. Pretty cool.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I want to see more applications like you've seen how Real Racing 2 on the iPad works, right?
No.
You have to have an iPad 2. You can either hook up an HDMI cable or do it through AirPlay, where the game is being beamed on the TV and the iPad becomes your steering wheel with telemetry data, basically turning the iPad to a controller and the console.
Isn't this like
Wii U? Yeah.
Well, it's also kind of like I was gonna say connectivity, Game Boy Advance, a
little bit.
GameCube, just be a smartass. But yeah, I guess it's more like the Wii U, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty big when you think about it. Like, imagine just being able to play a console-like experience on your HD TV using your iPhone.
But those console games though usually need buttons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that might hurt them.
Still, it's pretty neat.
Sure.
New iPod Nano stuff.
Or whatever.
And, yeah, that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. So, let's get this out of the way. It came to our attention that the dates announced for PAX in April fall on Easter weekend. What the hell? I'm sorry. Is that wrong to shout when I'm talking about Easter?
No, you're cool. Yeah. I'm not
this
pleased
is
about
so
this.
Stupid.
Well, he tried to. Koo defended it. Or explained it, at least.
Poorly.
What was his explanation? Like, they didn't want to conflict with the Boston Marathon or AnimeCon.
South by Southwest. And I don't know. It's just, I feel like conflicting with a major holiday, that's the biggest conflict of them all.
I guess so. I don't know. I find it weird. I'm just not comfortable going to PAX during Easter.
Yeah.
Like, I could go there and find a church and go to Mass, but then, like, it would be weird to be like, all right, guys. That was good math. I'll be playing video games now.
Right. And then, like, even they say, like, they want to be able to negotiate hotel deals for PAX attendees. It's a holiday weekend. All your travel expenses across the board are going to be up.
I assume.
What's a flight to Boston going to cost on Good Friday?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. It sucks because they're not going to be able to change it
now.
Yeah,
they can't change it now. It's just, I just don't understand what they're thinking.
Right. That's just really weird. We would... I've never heard of that. Does this usually happen? Big conventions happen during major holidays?
I
assume not. I feel like a lot of people don't really know that this has happened yet.
Yeah, I feel like not a big enough deal's been made about it yet, which I plan to blow the lid off this thing.
Oh, man, you're going to get them. I don't know. I just
disappointing.
I wonder if...
I feel like it's a blatant disregard to the religious beliefs of a large portion of your fan base.
See, here's the problem now. Now they're kind of making it awkward because now they're making everybody talk about religion, too.
Well, that's part of it. Easter's that's one of the two big religious holidays for Christians.
Right. But now I don't want to tell people they're a bad Christian if they go to PAX.
Right.
I don't want to judge people. But,
No.
But,
I mean, if you want to go,
lines now.
I'm just saying, for us personally, the issue is, I mean, that's family time. I can't tell our parents, we're missing Easter this year. We're going to go to Boston and check out some video
games. Exactly.
You know?
And
I mean, if you
I
do,
assume
that's
other
fine.
People are going to have that conflict. Again, I'm not going to tell people what they have to do with their lives.
I mean, look at it this way. Would you schedule a con on Christmas Day?
I mean...
No!
Here's the problem.
I know Easter's not as big, but it's still pretty big.
Well, religiously, it's more significant than Christmas.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in the...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet they're not going to have a hard time selling out of tickets anyway.
And that's the problem. They're going to sell out anyway. It doesn't matter.
Right. It's just
especially, too, and they're like, oh, you know, we would have had panelists who would have missed the show. What about the thousands of people who are going to miss the show now?
Aren't there some panelists that probably aren't very happy either.
Yeah.
People have to work these booths now.
I know.
Like,
I'm working
the booth when?
For them, especially that for them, too. I mean, usually developers get holidays like this off. Well, now they got to go work.
This is all...
Nothing about it makes sense.
It's so
nothing
weird.
About it.
And the Boston Marathon is on a Monday. Couldn't they have done it
that
weekend?
It's not going to screw anything.
I would have rather have had a slightly harder time getting a hotel than not being able to go.
Right.
But I don't know what they're thinking. Like I say, they justify it to the extent that it does. I just feel weird because when they're talking about it, they feel like it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
To me, this seems bizarrely huge.
Deal. I mean, you were upset that the first PAX East was on the same day as WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You almost didn't go because of that.
Right. WrestleMania is a big deal. Oh, but I don't. Are they just insensitive to it?
They must be.
Do they not have very many Catholics in their midst?
From what I understand, Mike Krahulik is a pretty hardcore Catholic. I know Jerry Holkins is an atheist, but...
See, I wonder... I feel like amongst gamers... Correct me if I'm wrong or making assumptions here. I assume that a decent percentage of them are atheists. Not Catholic.
Yeah, but the thing is, too,
I'm just saying. Don't you get that impression?
Yeah, but regardless, the minute you do this, put an event like this on a major religious holiday, it becomes a religious issue.
Yeah, exactly. That's my problem. But I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it sucks. Cause I'm probably not going to go to PAX East now because I'll just feel guilty if I go. I mean, the best I can think is leave Saturday night, fly home. Now that's just a pain, and now you have to buy two single day passes. You're going to go over there for 2 days. I don't know. It sucks.
Nothing about it makes sense to me.
Maybe you should even do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday then. Could you do that? I mean, I'd rather you schedule it during a weekday than on Easter.
Yeah.
Well, you can't schedule it on a weekday. Some people are working then. Yeah, well, guess what? Easter Sunday didn't work for me, so I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Let's move on. It sucks.
All right, did you see Justin McElroy's thing on Joystick about the guy who choked a kid for making fun of him in Call of Duty Black Ops?
No.
Oh, wow, you missed this whole thing.
What was this?
Okay, so here's the basic story. It's ridiculous. So a 46-year-old man, a jobless father of three, lives in UK. After being killed and taunted by a 13-year-old in Black Ops, this guy threatens to track him down, which he does, finds him, and starts to choke him. The attack was thwarted by the child's mother.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, okay. So that's, like, the story. Joystick's little article here, like, the before the break part is like, oh, yeah, you know, this happened. It was a terrible thing, blah, blah, blah. Then, like, you hit after the jump. And Justin McElroy's article continues, ... Okay, they're gone. Sorry we can't be too careful. Our boss have never read after the jump. Here's our real post. They basically go on to talk about how this guy's the man and he's motherfucking Batman. This kid had it coming, and, man, I wish everyone could do this.
Wow!
Yeah.
Whoa, that is creepy.
Yeah.
That is borderline insane.
Yeah.
I am weirded out.
Yes.
What? Oh, no, dude, no.
To Mark Bradford, we know you're going to catch some flack from people who've never...
Yeah, you're
going to
catch some flack for assault and battery on a child.
Who've never suffered in the way you were forced to, but know that we're preparing a banquet in your honor when you get out of the clink.
I mean, is he being sarcastic?
To the kid.
Is he being sarcastic?
Who we hope now permanently talks with a rasp. When you act like a shithead to someone twice your size, they may try to kill you.
It's
after this article was up and a shitstorm came up.
Yeah, absolutely. Did everyone yell at him?
Addendum, editor's note. The above is clearly a work of satire, most obviously donated by a support of a 46-year-old man who choked a 13-year-old child. That sort of gives it away, but also thanks to comedic use like Choke-a-Cola. While it may not have hit the comedic high-water mark of Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, we won't stop working until we get there. This is not satire. It's not funny. It's you being a dick propagating a really shitty stereotype that we're always trying to fight.
I don't think they understand what satire is.
No.
And also, if they're, you know, nothing against Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, but if that is, like, that's what they're shooting for, way to set your sights high there,
and
guys.
Here's the problem. Here's why this is a big deal. There's over 400 comments on this thing. I've read through a ton
of them.
Well,
that's the problem is that they're getting a million hits because of it.
Well, that, but all these comments like, yeah, he's right. That guy, no one got the joke.
If you want to ruin your day, just read the comments of a site.
Yeah.
If it ain't Cool News, a Joystick, a Kotaku, or a Destructoid, that'll just put me in a bad mood, make me shake my head.
Look at this
shit. What is
someone buy this man a steak dinner.
No.
Let's see. What else we got in here?
Someone buy that man some KY jelly because he's going to get raped in the ass when he goes to jail. That's what he really needs. He doesn't need a steak dinner.
It's just idiotic. Like I said, all we need is for some major media outlet to jump on this and then it becomes a thing.
I usually like joystick better, too, than like Kotaku or Destructoid.
No, you see my tweet about it. I said, when did joystick become Destructoid with the hashtag, am I right?
Right, nice.
Thank you. Idiotic. There's no need for it. You're a professional. I mean, I know, like, the blogs.
See, that's the weird thing, the blogs. Like, we're bloggers. You get paid so much money. You're a professional.
Look, just because your site's in a format where everything's in a straight column, that doesn't mean, like, oh, I'm a blogger. I'm not as responsible. Joystick.com is no different than going to 1UP.com for news or IGN or anything else.
We kind of depend on them for news now, to be honest.
I know.
That's kind of what we did.
It's just ridiculous. It was irresponsible. It was a bad idea. But, like you said, this thing probably got a hajillion hits.
Right. I'm surprised I missed this. All right, that's bad.
Man, I'm in such a bad mood right now.
This has been pretty negative. What's next?
I already talked about that. Why did I write that down again? Anyway, we'll skip. Okay, let's go to some happier stuff.
Okay.
So Jonathan Blow's next game, The Witness, is coming to PC and iOS. And he says it's not coming into the consoles because they are now too old. An indie developer who's making basically a Myst clone feels that the consoles are tapped out and can't handle what he's making.
I understand what... So he means they technically can't handle it?
I guess so.
I want to see what he's up to then, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes these indie guys say weird things that don't make sense.
Here's his explanation. We like 360 and PS3, but their specifications are over 5 years old now, and that's a lot in computer years. The kind of tricks we'd have to perform to get this game working on those platforms, are such a lot of work that to port it over at this point is just not worth it for us.
They say so. I thought that they made a lot of money with Braid on 360, but...
Mm-hmm. One person who doesn't feel these consoles are tapped out is Ubisoft. But the confirmation that I Am Alive is, in fact, alive and is coming this winter to XBLA and PSN. Do you see the trailer for this?
No. I always hear things, but...
Honestly, I didn't know jack crap about it. Looking at it, it kind of looks like Apocalyptic Uncharted with some first-person shooting.
Okay.
It looked pretty good, actually.
All right.
$15 downloadable game, hell yeah. So Psychonauts got a surprise update. They've updated it on Steam to also be a Steam Play title that'll play on Mac. They've also put on the Mac App Store. They made an iPhone app to let you look at all the memory vaults from the game.
Interesting.
And there was the one, the meat circus, that was really hard in the original game. They tweaked it to be not as hard.
Now, when I played Psychonauts, I didn't beat it. I got real far.
Yeah, me too.
Someone's about to yell at me because I just said I didn't beat Psychonauts. I can't remember if I did the meat circus or not. Remember the last
Maybe
place
that's where
I
you
was,
stopped.
Was it? Maybe it was. No.
I don't know.
I was the last place I was in, I was inside a painting or something. It was really weird. It was very abstract and neon-y. By the way, isn't neon... Can't neon be a noun?
Neon is a noun.
Thank you.
Do you mean adjective?
No. Like neon. It's a noun. Like, if I say, look at the neon, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who said it wasn't?
I won't go into it. But oh, you have to add light, because otherwise neon by itself is a noun. Yes, it is. All right.
All right, so Kevin... Tenkarion.
Oh, boy. What's he have to say?
He's having a good week.
Yes.
This is the guy who did that like Mortal Kombat spec clip thing that eventually he got the job to do the Mortal Kombat web series.
Right.
Legacy.
Is this thing still recording? This thing seems so loose.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm terrified of it.
So he's getting to make the Mortal Kombat movie he wants to make.
Based off his web series?
Let's see. Will not serve an extension of the game or digital series.
Did you watch any of that digital series?
Some of it.
I did not.
They lost me on... They had an episode about Katana Melina, and like, it was half animated, and the animation wasn't that good, and it was just, that one wasn't good.
You know.
The spec thing he made was still different from that web series, and it was really good.
Yeah,
spec thing's cool. I hope it's more like that. BioWare and Star Wars The Old Republic fans get an awkward email this week. BioWare actually sent out two emails that basically thanked us for participating in the game test and wanted to know our thoughts. And I was driving home from Pittsburgh late Thursday night, and I got this email as I, like, was getting off the highway, and I freaked out because I was like, wait, was I in the beta? Did I not know? Is it over?
Gone.
No!
Wait, what?
Oh, my God, I was livid. I was like, what is going on?
What beta? Me? What?
So, I mean, it was like just they accidentally sent this email out to, like, a lot of people. They apologized. It didn't really affect anything.
I guess not. Just caused
mass panic for about 5 minutes.
Right. Whoops.
All right, so with the Vita, I'm really trying to figure out what's the point of having a 3G one.
Why?
The downloads over 3G are limited to 20 megabytes.
Okay. All right.
What are you going to do with 3G on a Vita?
I'm not
exactly
very good with these numbers of megabytes. I don't. Is that a lot of megabytes?
No.
Is that not very many megabytes?
Like, each episode of this show is like 40.
Okay.
Like, I don't understand what you really need the 3G for. I don't think you'd be playing online over it.
I assume you can browse the web with it.
But
we all have smartphones.
I know, exactly. So, I think, yeah, I'm going to save the $50.
I might too.
Do you see, like, again, they're doing, like, proprietary memory cards for this thing, and it's translating off the Japanese prices. These things are expensive.
Doesn't it come with something, though?
No.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And, like, even though they're game cards, some games will require separate memory.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's weird. The Portal 2 DLC that was supposed to come out this summer came out today. And it's free on everything, even the 360.
Hooray.
That's good.
I'm surprised they hadn't got that to work.
Well, could you imagine bad PR for Microsoft? It was like, here's DLC. It's free on the PC, free on the Mac, free on the PlayStation, $10 on the 360.
Yeah.
That's a PR nightmare.
Guess
they
so.
Can't. Then Sonic Generations had a new trailer. I just wanted to. We talked about this earlier today, but it's called the Dreamcast Generation trailer.
I don't understand
trailer.
Why you have a problem
this
with
is it. Bothering me because Sonic That's... Heroes is not on the Dreamcast.
It was in the Dreamcast era.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. What
that game came out in like 2004.
It came out on the GameCube, PlayStation 2, and Xbox, which was the same console generation as the Dreamcast.
If you say so.
What do you want him to do? Like, and here's the other generation with the one game and also Shadow the Hedgehog.
Historical accuracy.
Calm down, God.
Subway, where winners eat. Sponsors of the Explain World podcast, apparently.
Yes.
If you want to play Uncharted 3 now, like I am, and you will be once you download it, get ye to a Subway.
Get ye to Subway.
If you get a 30-ounce drink, you get a beta code.
Get
if you
ye to a nunnery.
Get a bag of sun chips, you get a code that lets you unlock, like, skins and stuff. There's a very nice dynamic theme you could get, actually.
Yes. It's cool. I still want to see this. It's interesting to me that I could just play Uncharted 3 multiplayer right now.
I played it last night. I'll talk about it later.
I'm sure you will.
You can get the third volume of the Portal 2 soundtrack for free right now.
Is it like, did they save like the good stuff for the end? Like, when you tell me third volume, like, well, what's in this one now?
And last and not least, Ubisoft has said with the Assassin's Creed franchise, they'll be finishing up Desmond's story by December 2012. They said they kind of have to because
next one after Revelation.
Right. They said they kind of have to because that's when the game takes place.
Right.
The other thing they also said is that won't be the end of Assassin's Creed by any mean, the end of Desmond's story.
That's too much money.
And they're going to slow down the releases. Give it like 2 years.
Well, they've been doing it annually. Oh, 2 years. Whoa. I'm so impressed how they've been able to do that.
I've never seen a franchise that comes out annually like that is that good.
Right. Very true.
Yes.
Okay.
Want to do last week's question first?
Sure. Let's get into that.
Okay.
You want to do the talking?
Yeah. Okay. So last week's Let's Go Topical 2.0. We wanted to know if you think Star Wars The Old Republic will be free to play within 2 years. Then we said bonus points if you give us your thoughts on the free to play model as it now exists thanks to games like League of Legends, the upcoming Firefall. So first we've got Mark Whiting. He says, my theory has been for a while now that WoW is its own genre. As such, it doesn't seem to fall under the same rules that other free-to-play games do, so I can see it existing for a while longer. I definitely think there'll be the direction that the PC...
I hope that was intentional.
No, I need to read this like a pirate. It'll make sense. I definitely think there'll be the direction that the PC winds are blowing.
Just talk like a pirate day when you did this?
Maybe, I don't know. I'd be real surprised if there's enough room in the pool for two paid subscription games to survive. Also, A, Mike is wrong. Jade Empire was great. Kung Fu RPG needs a sequel. Stop playing LOL and go read Bridge of Birds.
Look, Bioware can go make Jade Empire 2 and watch how much money they'll lose. No one would buy that.
B. Dark Souls, goddammit. Second most anticipated game of 2011. You two are going to make me cry. Don't make me come on the show and educate you.
I have nothing
you.
Against Dark Souls. If I could get Dark Souls without paying for it, I would definitely do that.
You have Demon Souls.
I do. I mean,
And did you hear? Did you see Mark's dilemma with this game today?
What?
This was on Facebook. He was talking about it. He pre-ordered the collector edition at GameStop, went to go pick it up, and was told, "Sorry, we're sold out. Not getting any more."
well.
What's the point of a pre-order, I hate hearing stories like that. It pisses me off.
Somebody should make a comic about the hilarious going-ons of a game store.
Yeah. All the stuff with games.
Anyway.
All the game stuff. I had Comic.com.
Chris sent me a text yesterday. Did you get this? I forgot to respond to him. He sent me a text like, I watched a video on Dark Souls. Oh, my God, I want it.
Yeah,
he would be the last person
he
thought.
He sent me a G-chat this morning. He was like, Dark Souls come out today, right? I was like, yeah, I believe. Huh?
Like, really, Chris seems like the
he's
going to
buy that
person.
Game and hate it.
Yeah, as good as Chris does not do good with difficulty. He is not a patient person. That is not his thing. I hope I want him to buy it. I want to just get a 24/7 webcam, like live
watch him play
watch
that
him
game.
Play that. That'd be comedic gold. Yeah, I don't think he understands. I don't think he's ever played like a roguelike before.
No.
No, this no good will come from this. I've seen Chris get so mad just playing Modern Warfare online. No good will come of it. Yeah. All right, so
Mark also sent us. You could read the link on the show notes on ebpodcast.com. Off to this really really interesting article that's like a kind of narrative about free to play.
Well, it's kind of like the thought process that goes behind making these things.
Yeah. Now, what I would argue. I mean, what this presents is like the Farmville version of free to play.
That's a lot of it. A lot of free to play means you have to wait for bars to fill up over a certain amount of time, and you can
spend money to speed up those
right.
bars.
That's what a lot of these things are.
Yeah, and that's why I think the name free to play gets a bad rap.
Well, that's a lot of that's mobile and
Facebook
free to play.
And I feel like with things like League of Legends and Firefall, we're getting away from that.
I hope so.
We're actually getting actual games.
And again, that's better because. They're coming. It's one thing when you take an MMO and force a free-to-play model into it.
Mm-hmm.
With League of Legends and Firefall, we're kind of there from the beginning.
That's how they were made. Yeah.
But I mean, the story is interesting because it kind of brings up this whole just like a narrative about how like the mindset behind these things. Like people won't buy, but then after a while, first you have to wait 10 minutes, then you have to wait 20 minutes, then eventually you have to wait 3 days. Well, then people will pay a dollar to speed up the process.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, when you read this, it doesn't read like game designers designing a game. It sounds like businessmen designing a game.
Right. Well,
which, at Zynga, I'm sure that happens.
Yeah. It's like, are these games actually entertaining or are they just compelling?
Yeah.
There's a difference. And they probably are more compelling than entertaining. They may not actually be fun, but there's a weird, like, drive
to it. It's a weird sense of accomplishment. Like, you feel like you did something.
Right.
Because it took time and effort or money.
I mean, this is a interesting issue to me because I'm going to start writing for a site soon that is specifically about free-to-play mobile games.
So you're going to be the de facto expert soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of buy this coin to speed this shit up or whatever. My goal is to never have to do that, actually. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, good luck. All right, finally, Shamrock comments. Excuse me. God, don't drink Dr. Pepper while recording a podcast, I'm learning.
I love Dr.
But I have to finish it now. Shamrock says.
That carbonation don't last forever.
No, that's true. Free to play in 2 years? I think so. This isn't meant to be a knock against the quality of the Old Republic, only an observation about how most of the subscription-based MMORPGs released in the past few years are now available free to play, or soon will be free to play. Star Trek Online, DC Universe, Lord of the Rings Online, Age of Gonad. Even WoW itself is free to play to a degree. The landscape is changing. People seem to want to spend less on monthly subscriptions and are more willing to purchase DLC.
Good point.
Very, very succinctly put.
All right.
I completely agree.
All right, let's move on to
new stuff.
These weeks. This week's. All right. You would buy a new Bloody Roar. So.
Fuck no.
Anyway, so there's like a fake Hudson.
Yeah, this was great.
Twitter account that like.
A long con indeed.
This guy made this fake Twitter account for Hudson Soft like a while ago. It was like making like real sounding tweets. Also that he could eventually tease a new Bloody Roar game and have it be a joke. And all of the blog sites bit on this.
Oh, it was great.
They all were
right. It was
like,
fantastic.
Oh, so funny. But,
and the best thing is Hudson has the official Twitter account. They haven't used it in like over a year. Like they didn't even know.
Bloody Roar. I think Bloody Roar had a time and a place, and that time was
Mortal Kombat was popular, like the first one.
No, Bloody Roar is older than that. You're thinking Primal Rage.
Which one's Bloody Roar? Oh, that was one where like they could transform into animals.
Yeah, it was like
that was
game
a little
too.
Bit later.
Okay, well, it was 10 years later. I wouldn't pay for a new Buddy Roar. Buddy Roar was kind of interesting.
I'm shaking my head no.
Okay. Next. The Subway campaign is hurting the Uncharted franchise.
Oh, it's fine.
I mean,
look, Uncharted is the closest thing we have to a AAA blockbuster action movie.
I hate when we
action.
It's a good point. I would say that, but I hate when we say that because then people turn that against Uncharted. I'm like, oh, it's just like a movie, which it's not. It's still 100% video game.
This is the closest thing we have.
Okay.
Action movies, big things. They do this all the time.
Every big
your Toy Story characters were freaking at a grocery store scanning Visa cards. Okay, this happens all the time. It's fine. If anything, it's a nice little claim to legitimacy. I mean, that's mass market shit right there.
Yeah, the only other franchise I can recall that had, like, campaigns like this at, like, fast food restaurants of Halo had something, right?
But nothing to the extent where the in-game character, voiced by the actual actor, was holding the actual item.
That's
like, it wasn't photoshopped in. It was actually
for
real.
I guess it does make people uncomfortable.
Here's the thing. You're not going to play Uncharted 3 and Nathan Drake's going to run around holding a sub.
Yeah.
He's going to have a Subway t-shirt on because we're all getting them for free right now.
Well, I'm a multiplayer.
But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't bother me either.
But yeah, it's not like you're going to be playing the campaign and they're going to be, like, hiding from bad guys in Paris and Nathan's going to be like, God, we just need to lie low. If I wasn't so hungry, oh, Subway.
Yeah.
And then, like, he goes over
my
and he's
thirsting.
Like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Everyone can relax.
I mean, at the end of the day, Uncharted is published by a mega corporation.
Yeah.
They're going to do
they're
like
in
this.
It for the monies. There's nothing wrong with that. Let them get the money so they can make more Uncharted's, people, okay?
Next. The Skyward Sword will be the second best-selling game in November.
Ooh.
First goes to
Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare 2. Is it 2
three.
Or is it 3? Yeah, I forgot which one we're on now.
No, I think Skyrim will beat it, honestly.
You think Skyrim will sell one, though?
Multiplatform.
But the Wii install base is, in theory, big.
Oh, in theory, it's huge. But here's the other thing, too. How many people don't know they need a Wii Motion Plus for that game?
Well, it's going to come with one. Well, they'll still buy it.
Is it going to come with one?
There is one that comes with one.
Okay.
That gold one.
Oh, right. Well, that's a whole new controller.
Well, yeah, but still, I'm just saying. You can get that, and you'll have a Wii Motion Plus.
Okay. Still. Yeah. I mean, it'll do well.
I feel like the time of, like...
It might get beat by Halo.
No.
It might.
Well, you think Uncharted has a chance?
Uncharted could possibly
beat
it.
I don't think so.
Not as easily, but...
It's going to
sell fine.
I want to say third place. I don't know what else is going to beat it. I don't know if it'll be Skyrim or Halo or Uncharted. I feel like... I mean, I don't have the numbers to prove it, but I'm assuming that the sales of Zelda games have been steadily down since Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Wind Waker did not sell as much as Ocarina of Time. I don't know about Twilight Princess. Twilight Princess does not seem to have the reverence that even Wind Waker did.
It was kind of forgettable.
And... I just don't feel very much palpable excitement for Skyward Sword.
Right.
But people buy Zelda games. People do have Wiis. I assume that they're hungry for a game right now.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, to be honest. Be very interesting to see. At the same time, you see that they officially announced that it's going to be orchestrated.
Fully
music.
Orchestrated.
Yeah.
Thumbs up to that.
About time for that bullcrap. Okay, next. You're bothered by Sony online passes. So, Uncharted 3 is going to have an online pass, and this is the thing where when you buy the game new, it's going to have a code that will enable the multiplayer. If you buy it used, you have to pay $10 to use the multiplayer, and they say going forward, all of their games are going to have an online pass. I guess online pass in general, too, is I think I just read that Mass Effect 3 is going to have one, which is interesting because they haven't even announced that multiplayer mode, but there you go.
Yeah.
Which, God, that's going to be a bad idea. But, so, I don't know. Do these bother you?
No, I mean, if a game has multiplayer that I actually give a damn about, I'm usually buying it new and used around the time it comes out. Like, very rarely, if I pick up a used game, like, a year later, assuming its multiplayer community is even alive, I probably don't care.
Right, and let's not care. No one's going to be playing Uncharted 3 multiplayer, like, 6 months from now.
I don't know. I was playing last night. I was really enjoying it.
I know, but I didn't play Halo multiplayer after it happened.
Well, you don't play multiplayer in general.
I guess not.
You're
so
not
I guess
the...
it's not a huge deal to me. Like, multiplayer is something I'll mess around with, but at the end of the day, you know, it's the days of, like, Counter-Strike and Team Fortress Classic where I would just go home and just play a multiplayer match after a multiplayer match. No, that's gone.
Right.
But, I don't know. It doesn't bother me much. Like, I mean, I guess it sucks if you buy used games exclusively. I'm not against. It's like a big debate sometimes. Like, are used games good or bad for the industry? I don't really have a big opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons both ways.
I don't think they're good or bad necessarily.
They're just there.
Some people get really passionate about that debate.
I mean, the car industry is doing fine.
Right.
Relatively speaking.
It does not shock me that Sony would want to do something to hurt the used games industry. Just like GameStop will do something to help the used games industry.
Yeah.
It's a constant battle. You know, Sony threw a rock. GameStop's going to come back with a boulder, so on and so forth. Until somebody comes with a cannon, like a Looney Tunes skit. Okay.
Like that scene in Roger Rabbit.
Even though it was revealed that Mojang... Is that how you pronounce that?
Mojang.
Mojang is trying to own the word Skrulls, ZeniMax is still seen as the bad guy.
Well, see, new shit came to light.
On this whole... Get a little backstory, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, this started as, you know, he's Mojang, the guys who made Minecraft, working this new game called Skrulls, being written by Jerry Holkins. It's like, you know, this downloadable title, 2D puzzle kind of thing. Looks fun. So Bethesda's parent company, ZeniMax, sues to have them change the name because it will infringe on their copyright of Elder Scrolls and people may get them confused. And it looked like a very clear cut, oh, the big company's coming down on the little guy, and Notch, who's the guy who runs everything over there, he's like trying to be funny about it and saying, let's play a Quake 3 deathmatch to see who gets to have the copyright and blah, blah, blah. So it's going to court in Sweden, which is where Mojang's based. So people have been doing some digging around to the actual copyright patent application. Not patent, but the copyright application that Mojang put up.
Right.
Yeah. They want to copyright the word Skrulls on everything.
All media.
T-shirts, radio programs, television.
The idea is that if they do that, they could, in theory, sue Bethesda when Elder Scrolls 5 comes out.
Exactly. Now, there's faults on both sides. If that's really the case, that's what Bethesda should have said. They should have said, oh, we're worried people have mixed up the two brands. No, you should have said, we're worried that they're going to do this and sue us. Then I would have been like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Don't let them do that.
Maybe they didn't want to give them the idea.
Maybe. I don't know. So, you know, Mojang tries to play off like this, oh, this little developer doesn't really know what they're doing. Why is this big guy picking on us? But then you read their application. I mean, it is thorough.
Like, yeah, they want that word.
They knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, I was on their side until I learned of all this. And quite frankly, I don't know.
See, this is another classic case of the internet hypocrisy where people will jump all aboard a story when it makes the enemy, you know, come out to be the enemy. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we hate this developer. We like Valve. We like Mojang. We like these guys. And then, like, we find out, whoops, maybe it's the guy you like's fault. No one's going to talk about this story ever again.
Mm-hmm.
No. The story's done. Because nobody wants to think of Mojang or Notch in this way. And it bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
Last, you're surprised we haven't heard about a Grand Theft Auto 5 yet. Can you believe we've only had one Grand Theft Auto in this console generation?
Three-ish.
Oh, those expansion things don't count. They don't.
They kind of count.
Eh, they don't count. They weren't like, it's not like a San Andreas. No, they don't count. It's DLC. I'm kind of surprised, aren't you?
Yeah, we've had Red Dead and L.A. Noir, which weren't even developed by the main Rockstar
studio. Right.
Like, so it's like, what are they
to?
Doing? Yeah, I don't know.
Again, like, when that Ubisoft team can make Assassin's Creed Brotherhood in a year, I wonder what these other people do. Takes so long, but
I don't know. I mean, granted, did you watch the credits for Brotherhood? They're long.
Yeah,
it just takes a lot of people.
Yeah, we'll
just hire all the developers.
I don't know. It just seems weird to me. I feel like they would like that money. I mean, I think San Andreas. Correct me if I'm wrong. San Andreas is the best-selling PS2 game.
I think so. Sounds about right.
Yeah, I feel like they want to. I think Grand Theft Auto 4 is one of the best-selling games of this generation.
Hey, you know what? Kingdom Hearts 2 sold pretty well too.
Well, that's Square.
Yeah, they're exempt from this logic.
Who the hell knows what Square is thinking at this point? So right now, Square's thinking, they're just huddled in a corner right now, sucking their thumbs, murmuring Final Fantasy 14.
You know, did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
They're in terrible shape. Okay, so community question.
Let's do the Mojang one. I want to see what people think about
passes.
This. We can do both. There's no lots we can't.
Make it too long. I don't know. If you look, if you want to talk about Mojang, leave a comment thing. We're going to make it about online passes. You can leave a comment and ask us to talk about or give an opinion, whatever you want.
Yeah, frankly, if you type it, we'll read it.
But, yeah, specifically, let me know how you feel about these online passes.
I'll tell you what. You know what I should start doing? I need to start saving some of these spam comments we get because they're incredible.
That's
what? Showing you any of these?
Yeah, you show me them.
They're so great. They don't even try. Like, they thanks us for the informations on these various subjects for their mission. And it's like, you know, the reading and writing of it was very well done indeed. It's like, it's a podcast, you douche. You're not even trying.
You have to be as general as possible. Your product.
The one I deleted today was like, this track will certainly stay on my iPod forever. I was like, oh, maybe they actually did listen to the show. But I would like to hear more music from Mr. Jones, please. And I was like, what the fuck? Who's Mr. Jones?
And they're like, oh, okay, most generic last name possible. If there is a Jones play music there, we got him.
Oh, man, what if...
Think about it. If I was going to say, yeah, that Mr. Jones guy, good music there.
And they always comment on, like, posts from 2008.
Sure.
Comment on the newest one.
Yeah, you can fool us easier. Well.
You know. I love it. Anyway. All right,
are we can gaming.
Oh, I played all kinds of stuff this week. You didn't.
I did.
What'd you play?
I did, too. I played Gears.
You talked about that, right?
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, it's cool. I played Tiny Tower.
Oh, how's that? Is your phone blowing up every 3 seconds with notifications?
Well, I had to turn those off, yeah. Well,
iOS 5 will help with that, at least.
Yeah, I got to the point now where my tower is pretty tall, so now to do anything will take, like, 5 hours, you know,
mm-hmm.
for most things. The problem with Tiny Tower is, like, unlike a lot of these games, there's not even, like, a mini game aspect that is kind of resembles a game. Like, usually, like, I play this other one called Pocket Frogs, where you breed frogs or whatever. And, like, there's an aspect to it where you take a frog to the pond, and you, like, jump on lily pads, and it jumps to the lily pad, you have to
catch. So you're actually playing a game.
And you have to catch, like, flies or something. Yeah, and that's, like, a game. Tiny Tower is almost all sin. But once again, it's bizarrely compelling. Like, all the people in it are, like, they're called bitizens. They all have that retro look. There's, like, a bit book or something. That's, like, a Facebook thing where you could see, like, what they're writing on there. It's... Like I said, weird stuff. I've played other things. I played Super Mario Land 2.
How's that?
It's, you know. You know by now, it's Mario. Okay, fine. What did you play?
All right, so first I fired up the Battlefield 3 beta.
Oh, I played that too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I put it on your thing. I couldn't get into it.
On my 360 or the PC?
Yeah, I told you this.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Liar.
I did. We had this conversation. I said I couldn't get into it. I couldn't figure it out.
Oh.
It was weird to me.
Wait, on my computer or my Xbox?
Your Xbox.
Oh, okay. Well, I played it on both.
It didn't look very good either, by the way, on the Xbox.
Looks okay. I mean, it doesn't, like, that's the thing. I feel like EA kind of shot themselves in the foot, because all the promo materials have been, like, this game clearly running on, like, an $8,000
PC. Right,
I kind
of expected this to be the nicest looking game ever.
Yeah, and it looks fantastic there, but yeah, it doesn't look as good on the Xbox. It still looks good.
Mm. It looks like a military first-person shooter.
Yeah.
No better or worse than anything I've ever seen.
Well, so when it came out, I started downloading it on both. And the Xbox download finished first. That's where I started.
What the hell is this? Backstory?
Yes.
But you're going to tell us how the download went?
No, I'm just setting it up.
Oh, God.
Give me a second.
Get on with it. Christ.
So I started playing it there. And then, like, it gave me, like, this generic error. It wouldn't connect.
Storytellers with AJ Minotti.
I hate you. At least I fucking played actual video games, Tiny Tower.
Shut up! You always give me
World's
shit for this.
Biggest hypocrite.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. You think I like Tiny Towers? You think I like playing it? Think I'm happy about this?
Yeah, all the way to the bank.
Anyway. No, I love my new job.
So... Well, I waited for the servers to fix. I'm like, okay, I'll go try out the PC version. Now, here's the PC experience playing Battlefield 3. I knew about this, but I kind of forgot. When you launch the game from Origin, yes, from Origin, which that's...
Oh, another evil word.
Origin's kind of shitty right now. It's fine. They just need to work on it. It doesn't open the game. It launches a web browser. You have to download a plugin, and, like, you do all your server browsing and everything from the browser instead of in the game.
Yes, sir.
Okay. First, like, it just wasn't working at all. I tried for, like, an hour. Like, wouldn't connect, wouldn't do anything. Finally get into a game. Screen pops up first. It's saying, you don't have the latest drivers. Go to NVIDIA.com/drivers to get, you know, this driver number. I'm like, oh, okay. So I do that. Well, I have the latest drivers according to that. Whatever. But I noticed in the background, the game still started. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go play it now. The game starts in windowed mode. And while it's loading in the web browser, a little thing, tip, press Alt-Enter to go to full screen. Like, why doesn't it just go to full screen?
I hated this story the first time I heard it.
I don't care. Fuck you.
Keep going. I'm sure everyone's fascinated.
So, like, you can't set your graphics options and all that stuff while you're not in the game. So you have to, like, start playing and then, like, change your controls and change your graphics settings and do all of that in a game, like a live game. It's stupid. Like, there's not even, like, a separate little utility you can use to, like, launch that up and pick all that. So I get playing. It's like, my MacBook's not obviously up to snuff for something like this. So I play it on low. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So I finally go get out of the game. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it'll run even better if I get these beta drivers we're talking about. So it took me 2 hours to find and install these beta drivers. I install them. Completely broke the game. Now, apparently other people aren't having this issue. But for me, it just broke it. I actually had to roll back to the old drivers, which is set aren't supported. They work fine. Went back to the 360. That's the one's working. So everything's kind of working now. All that technical crap aside, the game's fantastic.
Stop looking at me as if I'm listening to your story and you're conversing with me.
I need to talk to someone. I'm not going to talk to the wall, okay?
Fine, go ahead. I'm very interested.
The game itself is great. Stop that.
I'm making faces at you now.
Stop. Here, I'm gonna
now actually... you're going to talk about the game? What a novel idea.
Fuck you.
Oh, God. Really? Crazy. Wait, are you sure you have nothing else to say about drivers? Because I just love talking about downloading and uninstalling them and all the things you can do with drivers.
I hate you
oh,
so
my
much.
God. All right. What did you think of Battlefield 3?
It's really fun.
Wow! Whoa!
So anyway, I also played. No,
whoa!
No, get back! Sit down! Sit down!
No! Whoa! Oh, wait!
No one can hear you right now.
Wait! All of that for? It's pretty fun.
I'm not done yet, you dick. Pick up your microphone.
No, I'm
done. You just threw the microphone at the dog.
I'm done.
You're not done. Pick that up.
That's it. You just ended the podcast forever. I am canceling the Exploding Bro podcast.
Sit down and shut up.
Christ almighty. How long did that go? How long is that story? Because I think it was 20 minutes at least.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Go. Tell me more about Battlefield. How pretty good is it? Is it really pretty good or just kind of pretty good?
See, every ounce of energy I had about to just hit you
okay,
right now.
All right, come on, let's hear it. Oh, come on, calm down there, Edgar. Well, let's hear your thoughts, your analysis. Did you shoot people? Did you capture some points?
Yes.
Okay, just hop in this. All right, here's a compromise. You tell me what you think of the game. The entire time, I will sing the Battlefield theme song in the background.
No.
Go. Bum, 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 bum,
that's
bum,
not in the bum, game.
Bum, 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 bum. Yes, it is. They play it all the time. It's like that weird.
I didn't hear it when
it's
I
like
was
that
playing.
Weird jaunty version of it. It's in all those trailers. Isn't
oh
it?
Yeah, but you're in the game.
Well, there's no music in the beta.
There's menus.
Yeah, there's not much music. I mean, in Battle in 1943 or 42, they just played it like the intro CG thing. I'm sure they'll play it anyways. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, you know what's really great? Bum, I could turn off your mic right now.
I could yell. Give that mic over there. They can hear me.
Not really.
Bop, 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 bop,
wait, hang
bop,
on. Your mic's
bop.
Actually still on.
What?
You just, like, shouted
probably
that
really obnoxious. Go. Okay, come on.
Well, you quit interrupting me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the map they put in the beta is, like, one of the rush game modes. There's no vehicles or anything, which kind of sucks. And, like,
right,
people
yeah. It's not a very interesting
online.
Map.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's cool because it goes from, like, an outdoor environment to, like, a subway and then back outside again, like, in the buildings and stuff. It's like in Paris or something. But yeah, like the mode is, you know, the attackers have 2 points they have to blow up. The defenders have to defend it till the attackers' tickets run out. There's 4 stages to it. So, you know, you finish the one and everything kind of moves forward. Mm-hmm. It's doing the whole Call of Duty things where you're leveling up, you're getting perks and weapon unlocks. I'm getting sick of that. There's like the ACOG scope,
yeah.
Which you basically need. You don't unlock that till level 2. Just give it to me. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, who's not going to use it? That's kind of
I wish
dumb.
I would do, like, the Team Fortress 2 model, where you can unlock new weapons, but they're not necessarily better or worse. They're
right.
Just different.
Clearly, the ACOG scope is a huge advantage
right.
over no ACOG scope.
Right.
I mean, you know, it brings a lot of the stuff that's been in, like, Battlefield Bad Company, where
all the environment destructibility. Mm-hmm. What's cool is, like, I mean, if you shoot down a chunk of a wall or something onto someone, it actually will damage them. So, like, you could be strategic about blowing things up.
Again, that level didn't seem to have a whole lot of, like, places to showcase that.
It does it the last stage of it, where it's more like an actual city with buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit more there. Okay. I mean, even though, like you said, it doesn't look as good in the 360, it still looks pretty good. All the lighting and everything's really nice. The textures are decent enough and everything like that. What I love about Battlefield that does so well is the whole squad spawning system.
Yeah, it's nice.
Where it puts you in the squads of four and you can spawn anyone in your squad.
I'm sure three of that similar thing. You have a buddy.
Yeah, the buddy system. It was cool because, like, there was one point where I was making my way through the subway. Everyone else in my squad was dead, so I kind of was slowly making my way through, and I took out a couple guys as I went. And gradually, the rest of my squad started spawning in on me until I had a full team of four, and we actually managed to take the point. Like, that was really fun when that, like, worked out like that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the beta is freely available on every platform. Go check it out. See what you think. Game comes out soon. I just hope, like I said, there's still a lot of technical issues. Like, I was falling through the floor. Sound was cutting out. My gun would disappear.
Cool.
They need to fix that.
You know, might be nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how...
Uncharted 3. Well, no, let me save that. I'll get this out of the way for your sake. Yeah, Forza 4.
Do you have much of the say about Uncharted 3? I mean,
yeah,
we played the multiplayer before.
A little bit.
All right, well, say what you want to about Forza.
It's Forza. I played it with my racing wheel. I was disappointed the demo doesn't have any of the Kinect functionality in it yet.
Right.
But still, it's really pretty good. That game is gorgeous.
Maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, I got to drive a Ferrari around and...
Mm-hmm.
I for some reason, like, I've always hated simulation racers, but I love Forza for some reason. It's really strange.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, Uncharted 3.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, we got our Subway Cups, which it's the full-blown multiplayer. There's no limitation. Everything's going to carry over.
Do they have, like, all the co-op modes or anything?
No, it's just competitive.
Okay.
That's like the game starts off with a menu. It's like campaign, multiplayer, and co-op, and you just pick the multiplayer.
Okay. I gotcha. Ooh, do you hear Nate's theme 3.0 then?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay. It's very nice. But yeah, so I've just been playing Team Deathmatch so far. None of the other modes yet. Some of the new maps I got to play, there's one called Syria. It takes place like at night that I really like a lot. I believe it's called Tunisia. It's like a daytime in like a desert town. And like that map, like halfway through, you get buffeted by a sandstorm. Mm. It's a really neat effect. I mean, it's really fun, just because it does such a good job of combining the platforming with the gunplay. Honestly, I think it's a better cover shooting multiplayer game than Gears is, because Gears just evolves into get the shotgun and jump around like idiots. But people actually take cover and shoot in this game. You kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I've had is I've encountered this weird glitch, and I'd searched and searched. No one else on the internet's had this but me, where like the controller just stops responding. My characters keep running in the last direction I was inputting. The PlayStation button, when I press it, just gives you like a little no sign in the top right. Holding down the PlayStation button still works. And then if I just wait a couple minutes, it comes back. But for that 2 minutes, I'm completely defenseless.
Interesting.
It's really weird. I don't know what's causing it.
Maybe your 360. I mean, your PS3 just sucks.
It could. It's
maybe,
old.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's terrible.
But yeah. I mean, the game's fantastic. So kudos. Kudos to them. I can't wait.
Can I do the releases now?
Did I play anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to do the releases.
Okay.
All right, Dark Souls 360 PS3. Being reviewed very well.
Yeah, also. People like it.
Rage.
Oh.
PS3. What?
This game has some problems.
What do you mean?
Did you see the video of it running on PC?
No. Oh, I heard about some. Well, I get this on consoles. About
no, anybody. It's like, you know how like Mass Effect, for example, had that issue where, like, where when a cutscene first loaded, the textures, like the level of detail, you could see it pop in?
Yeah.
If you look away from something and look back at it, it does that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah. Now, that's granted, news, like, Barry. I don't know what computer this guy was running on, but that's not good.
Everything I understand, it's a pretty and, you know, good mechanic shooter, but not ambitious.
It's not as grandiose as people made it out to be. It's not open world. It's not RPG-like or anything. It's still a corridor shooter. I still want to check it out.
Spider-Man Edge of Time for everything. Except for PSP, apparently.
I watched the trailer for this. And it focused on the combat. No one gives a shit about combat in Spider-Man. You want to swing around from buildings and crawl on walls. Like, that's probably the least compelling thing about this, like, a Spider-Man video game is, like, you know, XXXY is different from XXXYY.
The NBA 2K12 for everything. Interesting, since there actually won't be a season, probably.
Yeah.
It's not for a while.
Oops, it's even coming out the iPad and iPhone.
What's Dungeons and Dragons Neverwinter? Isn't that that Facebook game?
Facebook game, yeah.
It's out, though. It's, I don't know.
I think it was in beta or something.
Age of Enigma, The Secret of the Six Ghosts.
Ooh.
Sid Meier's Civ 5, Game of the Year Edition. Orcs Must Die for Xbox Live Arcade. Chrono Trigger, PSN. That Portal 2 DLC peer review. Just Dance 3. Probably going to sell
out.
A lot.
Oh, wow,
yeah,
that's going to sell a shit ton.
NBA Jam, the On Fire Edition for PS3.
And arcade. Oh, I didn't know that was out now. Do you see, like, they put, like, SSX characters and, like, Isaac from Dead Space in it?
That's kind of neat. And Tetris Axis.
There's a 3D Tetris game. That could be fun.
All right.
It's probably $40, though.
Thanks for listening. Probably. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Go there, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Exploding Barrel. To let us know what you think about online passes for multiplayer games, the attack on the used game market, if you will, or let us know what else you're thinking about. We'll discuss it. Also, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Download the show at iTunes or Zune Marketplace.
Someone heard anything back on the Zune Marketplace.
Don't download on Zune.
Actually, Microsoft killed the Zune hardware this week.
Sure.
They're just moving it when this one's up.
All right. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
All of that for... It's pretty fun.